Blog Talk Radio.
Soap makes a village.
I'm no Galileo, but I know what I find. A new discovery, so glad that it's mine. It's not a satellite, indeed, in my view. Out of the blue, the brightest star is you. Supernova.
We have a really big show today, so I am starting really early. So today we have a special guest, and before I introduce our guest, I wanted to also thank my substitute host for stepping in. She didn't know she was going to do the entire show 2 weeks ago, it was Carla Lynn Hall who also does the opening number for the intro for my show, and she was here. And as I was rushing home on the NJT system, just to let you know, I got lost. So that's why I never showed up. And I also wanted to thank my two returning guests, who both of them and the hosts were experienced a first on Budget Weddings NYC for you. Christina Latour of Latour de Force Productions and Dwayne Knight of various things. He's the first gospel DJ and also a photographer of weddings and also funeral photography as well. I wanted to thank them. And I also want to toot my own horns. my books make a great holiday gift. I should probably get a voiceover for that, and I will. But I'm going to toot my own horns anyway. And, of course, you know, I have other books that are coming out shortly, but probably in a matter of months rather than actually before Christmas. But New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable is available on Kindle, as is the companion or the pre-book, 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Weddings. They're both on Kindle, and I am also going to toot my horn about my newest website, RomanticWeddingGifts.com. It's been redesigned. It looks more exciting, so I hope you check that out. And if you want to join my newsletter list, of course, go to BudgetWeddingsNYC.com, and on the upper right-hand corner, there is a sign-in slot. And tonight, I'm really tooting horns. Tonight on Midnight Meditation with Charlena, I am leading a meditation on forgiveness. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my special guest today. We met, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, maybe not that long ago, and we have been Facebook friends, and this is actually the second time I'm really speaking to her in person. It's funny, but I feel like I know her very well, and she led a group that was really, really wonderful on Facebook, and maybe we'll touch on that in a little bit. But Celeste started her company as a path to freedom to create something for herself, of course, and her family that was natural and represented quality and love. J. Lexi LLC also offers great products to create healthy skin while also giving back and investing in community while enlarging her attitudes and horizons so she can contribute to the community and make a difference. And using the bounty of nature, J. Lexi creates skin-loving recipes to nourish your hair, face, and body. At J. Lexi LLC, she says, "We believe ingredients are best as nature created them. Our holistic natural products are handmade in small batches and contain a combination of fresh, raw fruits, vegetables, unrefined oils and butters, probiotics, fermentation, herbs, botanicals, vitamins, proteins, minerals, superfoods, amino acids, milks, creams, and much, much more. Please, well, probably not much, much more. Please welcome Celeste Mumford. at of J. Lexi LLC to Budget Wedding NYC for you. On, let me just say, I forgot to tell you the date. Today is, what's today's date? The 20th of November, a week from Black Friday, so-called Black Friday. Welcome.
I thank you for having me. This is exciting, and I get to, you know, share what I love to do with your audience. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really, really excited. I've wanted to find out more about your products, well, for the last 6 months. Really, I mean, I've looked at them online, and I actually am going to order some very shortly. But
said, what the heck is she doing with all that crazy stuff?
Yeah, it's funny because I really thought you were a vegetarian. Are you a vegetarian?
I am not a vegetarian. I used to be a vegetarian.
Okay, because I really thought you were a vegetarian until you put on Facebook this big jar of fermented. Right, exactly. I was like, what?
I used to be vegetarian, and it's interesting. A lot of people think I am vegetarian, and a lot of people think my products are organic just by, mm-hmm. I guess, by how I present them. But I am not vegetarian, nor are my products organic.
Okay. I know I was in shock. I was like, I was speechless. So tell me, how did you decide? Why did you decide to do your own products?
Well, I always loved to cook and bake, but for some reason I never create anything on my own. Like, I still don't know how much baking soda you need to flour for biscuits. So I've always followed a recipe, and I took one soap making class, and I really loved it. I love the idea that you can create whatever it is you wanted by following, you know, there are rules that you have to follow, but as long as you follow those rules, the sky is the limit in what you can create. So I loved it from the very first time.
Okay, maybe that's what I need, because I had this idea of making my own soap because I have such sensitive skin for the most part. And I picked up a couple of books at the library, and I was reading them, and I said, oh, no. No, I'll leave this to somebody else.
Having classes in January, I'm going to make sure you come to a soap-making class so you can learn how to make your own soap.
Oh, okay, because I just said, okay, no, this is definitely for somebody else. I can buy other people's products. I'm okay. it started with baking? No. So, or did it start with you?
It started with the idea of just being able to create something. And because I love to cook and bake, I'm always doing that, but I'm always following someone else's recipe. With making soap and other products, I realized that I can create my own recipes, and the limit was only my imagination.
Oh, I see. Okay. It was kind of a backlash to the recipe making and baking and stuff. Okay. So, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to ask you, so what was the first item that you made?
I think I made something, and it was like a gardener's soap. It had paprika. It had, I probably had some clean sand and put sand in it, so it was a scrubbing kind of, you know, gardener's soap, or when your hands are really dirty. That was my very first soap, and I still have a piece of it.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing this?
I've been making soap since 2011. I formed my business, J. Lexi LLC, in 2012. And that was actually my granddaughter Her name is Jordan Lexi. And when my daughter was pregnant with her, she was looking for a name that began with J.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just love the name Jordan Lexi. And I said, when she becomes a doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief, she can use just J. Lexi. So I thought J. Lexi was just a cool name to have. I didn't realize that, you know, I was going to pick it for myself. That's where that came from. And the ingredient, she was the inspiration not only behind the name, but behind, you know, quality, holistic skin food that gently cleanses and is nourishing.
Okay. All right. And you said granddaughter. And I just, for my listeners, this is a woman who does not look like she has children at all. So for you to say that you have a granddaughter, is that too, along with the fermented, is just flooring me. Okay. So I just have to say that because, okay. All right. I'm not even going to ask you how old your granddaughter is because I don't want to know. No. although maybe my audience might want to know because she looks fantastic. Fantastic.
My grandbaby will be 8 in January.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A gorgeous, sexy grandmother you are.
Wow.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Now, so it's gentle enough for, she's going to be 8, so it's gentle enough for, you started it when she was 5, right? 6, 4, no,
when she was about 4.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, no, I'm not going to ask that question. That's just, I was going to ask, so you started off, she was your guinea pig? No, she was not. You probably used your own skin first to figure out the correct formula.
I used my own skin first to try mm-hmm. and, you know, anybody and everybody who would sample it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, but from the beginning, I knew the type of products I wanted to make. I
mm-hmm.
knew that it was going to be, you know, different and, you know, not common or not mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people told me, oh, no, you can't do that. Even my soap instructor, the person I went to help me make soap, says, oh, no, you can't do that. And I said, if God gave me the vision to do it, then it can be done. Now,
exactly.
You might not have ever done this, but, you know, I believe, you know, all things are possible. You just have to find a way to do it. So,
yeah.
Well, that's how I got started.
What was your biggest seller the first year in business?
Oh, man. I think one of my biggest sellers was not even a soap. I make a green tea butter lotion that comes in a pump, like an airless pump. And
mm-hmm.
I think that was one of my biggest sellers, along with my raw sweet potato, coconut, and African black soap.
Ooh.
So as a soap, that was my biggest.
That sounds good enough to eat.
Part of what my company, your skin is your largest organ, and it
mm-hmm.
actually absorbs everything you put on it, including wash-off products like soap.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it is if your skin absorbs everything you put on it, you can nourish it from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to go the real food route. So things that you can eat for skin health, and I believe at least 90% of what you eat for skin health you can apply topically. So my part of it was to give you the topical portion to apply to your skin for healthy skin.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So, so are how are you? Are you making soaps out of things that you already naturally eat, or do you find now that you, after 4 years that you are, 4.5 years that you are experimenting with new things to eat, and then make soaps out of them?
You know what? It's both.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, I would find things that I would eat that were good for you that promoted skin health.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I purchased more products for products like soap, I would come to realize, okay, that's good to put in your body too. So
mm-hmm.
I started more herbs and some other things because I already have them for soap. And I was sitting with somebody who's an herbalist, and she said, Celeste, it's great that you're putting that in your soap, but this is great for you to take, you know, because it helps do this, that, or the other. So I started
mm-hmm.
with what I ate, and now more so it's, okay, I have this on hand, so let me make it a multi-purpose thing so I can wash with it and eat it at the same, you know, from the same product.
Right.
Which is
based on groceries. Groceries and supplies.
Yes.
So now what is your biggest seller now? And as we get into the holiday season?
The biggest seller now, I have a whipped moisturizing shea butter, which is
mm-hmm.
a huge seller. I have a hibiscus sweet tea, which is a big seller. What has become lately rising in the ranks is a colloidal silver soap. Because many people the benefits of colloidal silver.
Right, because we need that in our system. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. Oh, my goodness. I would never think of that as being something topical, but of course because our skin absorbs everything that's unfortunately in the atmosphere, I might as well use colloidal silver to go inside out rather than just swallowing it. What a good
that's
idea.
Right. So I believe in nourishing from the inside out, which what
mm-hmm.
you eat comes out through your skin and from the outside in. So I think that's just a combination that is a powerful way to for skin health.
Mm-hmm.
And another
mm-hmm.
big thing, which I love this. I started making recently magnesium soap with MSM and magnesium oil. And many people are magnesium deficient,
mm-hmm.
but they cannot take magnesium internally because it sometimes gives you diarrhea, it might hurt your stomach, it might pain you in some way. So a lot of people don't take it. But magnesium chloride is 100% effective when you absorb it through the skin. So you can take a bath in it, you can apply it as lotion, as oil and spray on your body. So I've found a way to formulate it into soap as well. So now I have a magnesium soap and a magnesium oil, and I'm formulating a magnesium night cream to help you to sleep better.
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, my goodness. And before we get too much more into our conversation, I want you to tell everyone how to get your products and where you are on a general basis on the weekends.
All right. My products are available on my website, which is JLexi LLC, and that's JLEXILLC.com. I'm also on Etsy and I'm on Amazon under JLexi LLC. On the weekends, starting Saturday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, my products will be featured at the pop-up shop in Montclair on Church Street, and also South Orange is having a pop-up shop where my products will be as well. Vending is kind of hard. Go ahead.
In Montclair, you said on 3rd Street?
On Church Street. I think it's 5. Is it 5 or 15 mm-hmm. Church Street? Montclair pop-up shop will be open the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Small okay. Business Saturday. So there mm-hmm. I'll have products, and South Orange begins, I believe, the first week in December. So there'll be products there. The weekends are kind of hard because sometimes I vend different places, so I might not be in the mm-hmm. same place all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, because I was thinking that you were at SIP.
Yes, I used to be at SIP in mm-hmm. Jersey City, which I will go back starting in January when I host classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so the soap making class, you are hosting it or leading it?
I'm going to facilitate classes on handmade, holistic type of products. So I will have maybe a soap making scrubs, lip balms, those kind of things, but also I found these cool holders for cups that are made out of washers. So it'll be handmade with different things. I have a friend of mine who's going to lead something with unmasking, where we actually mm-hmm. make masks of our faces and then we decorate them. So it's just going to be a lot of kind of holistic, healthy, healing kind of classes.
Oh, cool. I like that. Oh, and I want
to... I suppose you can come do one. Who knows?
Yes. I would like to come to the lip balm making class.
Okay.
I know it sounds strange, but I yes, I've misplaced my lip balm. Okay, that sounds good. Now, I have so many questions to ask you, and I think you have to come back. The time's not up. I just want to say that I think you should come back in 2 weeks, if you can. And I know that your holiday gift-giving and buying is going into full swing, so buy a Facebook. But now, I'm going to turn to, I guess I should turn to weddings. I want to talk about hair, but I'm going to turn to weddings. So, for the bride, what would you recommend that if they've never purchased handmade anything before, what would you recommend they do as their wedding day approaches?
The biggest thing that I see that people don't do enough is
mm-hmm.
Exfoliation, people might, yes, a nice sugar scrub, even a salt scrub, because people might say their skin is dry or it's oily or, you know, different things with their skin, but you have to remove that top dead layer of skin in order
mm-hmm.
to get to the healthy skin beneath it. And I don't think enough people exfoliate their bodies or their faces or even their scalps enough, because you got to get rid of that dead skin. And with
mm-hmm.
the exfoliate, hydration is more abundant, as well as moisture. So to me, exfoliation is a big thing.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I do you do anything either you mentioned sugar with non-fat dry milk?
You know what? I don't do anything with dry, non-fat dry milk.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I wouldn't, but I try not to. I use fresh ingredients as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I will use raw milk from goats. I will use raw goat milk. I'll use raw cow milk. And I'll also use whole milk. I haven't yet used a dry milk, but I
mm-hmm.
would put something like that in a scrub or because
mm-hmm.
It does exfoliate and it does have a benefit, but I haven't used it
yet. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's something that I use. I actually learned about that when I was on tour from a young lady whose grandmother would evidently pull her, I think at the time she was 18 or 19, and her grandmother would pull her along and say, okay, this is what you need to do to keep your skin as youthful as possible. And then she showed it to me while I was on tour. I was really thankful.
Was it dry, or did you wet it and make it like a paste?
I wet it and make it like a paste. And I've been using that ever since. And people have asked me what I do, and I tell them. And once I tell them, I think they think, oh, that's just too much work. So everybody does it. So I don't know. Because I have a whole process, but you know, that's me. Now I have. I'll send you what I do as well, because it's a process that I read about in 1990, and I was using various things, but then when I got to the non-fat dry milk, I said, oh, I can use that with that process with this, and it's so invigorating, but because of the acids in the milk, it of course exfoliates, and then your face is left baby soft.
Yes.
And I think that's what you're getting to, yeah. So now I'm going to turn to the men. So do you think that men, in terms of skincare, should be using similar things, the same things, or something different?
I believe skin is skin.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the man, like I found out that a lot of men won't buy scrubs for themselves, but they'll use a scrub if it's the shower.
Right.
Maybe they figure I can't go buy a scrub for, you know, men don't use scrubs. But they secretly will use a scrub.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to tell you and everybody else, yes, the secret is out. They do use whatever their significant other or wife has in their bathroom. They will sneak and use it, and then you're wondering, wait, why? I just bought this. Why is it almost gone?
Nothing. I don't know. Yeah, they use it.
Right. Yes.
Skin is skin, and now you see more men who take better care of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might see men who get manicures and pedicures. They get facials, you know, hot oil massages. So I believe men on a whole are starting to take better care of themselves, including the skin. So, yes, they can do the same thing that we do. As a matter of fact, I have a line that's called Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So, first man, it's Adam, and it's an exfoliating bar of soap. It's a beard oil. There's a beard shampoo bar and a shave bar.
All right. Ooh, gifts to purchase. Yay. for the man in your life. Fiance or husband. Or a significant other. Let me not just, or uncles, brothers, sons, and fathers. We'll just include everybody.
Okay. Everybody.
Yes. So now I also want to ask you, we're actually almost out of time. I wanted to ask you about you at some point on Facebook, I don't remember how this came up, but you said to use, no, it's on your website. You said when you lather up on your face, you allow the lather to dry on your face as you shower or go about your business for a couple of minutes. To allow it to dry. Why?
There are two different things. If a product has a high content of clay, if you leave it on for a certain period of time, then the clay gets a chance to do what it does, which is draw and extract.
Uh-huh.
So, especially if you have a clay-based product, you want to give the clay a minute to, you know, do what it does, which is sit on your face for a minute and extract. Clays, which we have a whole, that we will need 2 weeks to talk about clays. Different clays have different effects. So some you won't want to dry because they extract as it's wet, but when it's dry on your face, it redeposits. So certain things you have to, you know, just time, but that's the reason for that. You want it to sit there for a minute, let it extract, let it pull out some toxins, and then rinse.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, see, that means you just have to come back because I also, I mean, I wanted to talk about hair. I wanted to talk about Dionysius Earth. And the only thing I have time now for you to talk about is, again, how we contact you. And, again, tell us about Montclair, South Orange, and your upcoming classes.
Okay. Once again, jlexiellc.com is my website. I also have products on Etsy at jlexiellc and on Amazon. If you're an Amazon shopper, you know, or if you do Etsy, I'm right there for you as well. Starting on Saturday, after First Small Business Saturday, Montclair Pop-Up will be open and our products will be featured there, and that's on Church Street. And South Orange, right on South Orange Avenue, is another pop-up shop, which I'm going to post information on that.
And so, just so people know, Small Business Saturday is November 29th, and
yes.
South Orange is December 5th.
Yes, it is.
And so, then you have your...
The classes I'm formulating, I think I'm going to do my first class in January with an uncommon vision boarding, which is going to be write the vision in pictures. So it's not just going to be we're going to cut out pictures from a magazine and paste them on the board. We're going to talk about vision, the vision we have for our lives, the vision for our families, the vision for our businesses, and then kind of cohesively, as we talk about it and share, put together what evolves from us individually on paper. So I think that's a great way to start off the new year.
Sounds great. Yeah, definitely. All righty. Coolness. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad you were able to come this time, and we will talk. But right now I have to sign off. So, Celeste, thank you very much for being on the show. This is, again, Celeste M. Mumford, and she is the owner of Jlexi, LLC. Woohoo! Go and check her out on Amazon and in person. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This was great, and, you know, hopefully we can get some more information out.
Yes. Terrific. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.